include you know what's happening. Yeah, our names.
Fuck, is someone getting bombed in the background?
Oh no, that's a plane going over my house, boys.
Yeah, it's what happens in Guildford.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to get this underway, boys?
I'm not saving that part. I'm going to leave that in for the beginning.
Yeah. Are we ready to get going, boys?
Yep.
All right, let's get going.
Everyone be quiet.
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Centre Square Podcast, guys. Episode 2 here. This is what we'll be doing most weeks of the AFL. We're only doing it on a Wednesday night tonight because there's obviously a Thursday game tomorrow night between Adelaide and Richmond. So tonight's structure will be a bit shorter than the Monday review of the round. So we'll just include our tips for the weekend coming up. We'll cover a bit of the Australian game tonight. And then we've got a quick Q&A session at the end where you guys have sent in some questions on the Instagram and we'll answer a couple of them. So we'll jump straight in to the footy tipping for the weekend. Thursday night, Adelaide and Richmond at the Adelaide Oval. Let's kick it off, boys. So I'm backing Adelaide in to win that one.
Same here.
Should be a nice close game. I can't see it being more than a goal or two, but I'd probably pick Adelaide to go up by 7 points in the end.
Yeah, I've got 3 or 4 goals.
Yeah, big margin there for Frothy.
Yep.
Yeah. G'day, everyone listening. I'll just quickly go. I said three or four goals. Basically, at home, I think Adelaide need to get up if they're going to assert themselves for a final spot.
Yeah, just outside of the four at the moment they are.
Yeah.
Halfway through the season.
Now, a big talking point coming into this game, Dustin Martin will captain the Tigers.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook this morning. So very big news out of Tigerland there.
Yeah. He's not expected to be a captain. But I think with many injuries, you know, Cochran's out, Edwards is out, you know, these experienced players, you know, Martin's 27, so I think it's probably right for him to step up. Interesting to see how he goes as a skipper.
Yeah.
But no changes for Adelaide as well. They've gone with unchanged lineup with that loss to GWS last week.
Yeah, so Cal, I think you're the only one that hasn't given your word on the game yet. What are your thoughts?
About
13, 15
points,
I think that'll be a bit too strong. All right, so that's the Thursday night fixture wrapped up. On Friday night, we fly over to Marvel Stadium.
Marvel.
For a clash between the Essendon Bombers and the Hawthorn Hawks. Should be a good matchup again.
10-11.
Yeah.
But I've probably got to back the Hawks in on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Essendon. I really think it's a big week for Worsfold, and I think his players will give him something.
Interesting. It'll
be very close, but something about the Bombers. I just fancy them in this game.
Yeah, really, really good first two games of footy to start the round off. So we've got loads of stuff planned for the Monday night podcast, which is always handy. So...
Yeah, I reckon
they're favourites.
Big occasion, Friday night footy.
They're favourites.
You want to perform on Friday night?
Yeah, always a good game. BT will probably have the mic again.
The Friday night games haven't been as good lately. Like, I don't know if it's just been the fixtures or something, but hopefully this is a good one.
Nah, it should be. First two games will be pretty good.
I reckon Hawthorn by 2 points. But, both teams sitting just outside the eight, but I reckon Hawthorn will just get it done in the last minute.
Yeah.
And be close.
Yeah.
I'll probably go Essendon for me.
Yep. Nah, not a bad one.
Yeah.
Right, then on, we've got Saturday games coming up. First one of the day, Gold Coast.
Is it Townsville?
And St Kilda.
Big game, this one.
Probably not going to be the most high-quality game of the weekend, but still.
Probably the most not exciting.
But... It'll be close, I reckon.
It's the first AFL game at Townsville, I'm pretty sure, or either in a long time or...
Yeah, I think it's in a long time.
State win.
First ever.
Yeah. Suns just a bit too inexperienced, but yeah. You know.
Well, the Suns haven't won any of their last five games. Mind you, St Kilda have only won the one of the last five.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably got to back the Saints in on this one.
Yeah, same mate.
I got Saints 15.
Yep. Cal, have you had your say on that one yet, mate? Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Then we come over to Perth for a blockbuster clash between
Freo
and the Power. Frothy going to this game. I think Nolsey, you're heading over as well to Optus, aren't you, mate?
Cheers to the free ticket, Luca.
Yeah, no worries, mate. So it should be a high quality game there. Freo coming off two wins, looking to make it three in a row. And obviously the Power having two wins in the last five games. It's got to be a blockbuster clash, doesn't it, boys?
Yeah. Being a Freo supporter, my heart wants to go with the Dockers, at home.
I'm
sorry. I usually bat my boys in. I really want to see a good performance, but I just think Port, Alex Pearce and Rory Lobber out.
Yeah, Freo are probably lacking.
I mean, who's going to play for Scott Jones will not be able to compete with Paddy Ryder.
No.
And I just think Power's forward line's too good. I heard Charlie Dixon, something about him coming back.
Yeah. And I reckon Freo are just going to be missing that tall forward, because Jesse Hogan, he hasn't done a lot this year. I guess Matera's been good, but he needs a tall to support him.
The Robbie Gray, too good, I think.
So. Yeah.
I reckon and Freo also, by a couple of goals. I reckon we'll run away with it in the last. And Stephen Hill, Sean Darcy, and Griffin Logue, all of them could possibly come back. I expect Stephen Hill to.
Yeah.
And if he plays again, that'll bring good energy to the team. And I reckon we'll run away with it in the fourth.
Yeah.
I really hope Darcy can come back.
I'm probably backing Sonny Bill in here to kick a goal Sonny after Bill. The siren to win.
Yeah.
Sonny Bill.
All right, can I go stop. Remember, Good Friday footy on a Thursday night, West Coast and Port Adelaide. It was wet. It was at Optus. And Port Adelaide absolutely thumped West Coast.
So they'll take confidence out of that, I think.
And it's probably going to be wet again on Saturday.
With the confidence. I think it is. I think there is showers forecasted.
So you never know. It could
get the rain jacket.
It could be what happened at Easter.
Yeah, no, our seats are in the dry, Rothy, so you'll be all good in that one.
Yeah, asking, but okay. I'm going.
We got to give the viewers an insight, right? We got to give the listeners an insight, mate.
Yeah, I'm going Port Adelaide next game. Marvel, Carlton, Doggies, absolute blockbuster. I'm pretty sure it's the second time they've played.
Bulldogs need to win.
Yeah, Bulldogs have got to win that one.
Carlton won last time.
Yeah. They don't want to, they lost them at the start of the season. I don't think they want to do it again.
No, I think you've got to back the Doggies in on this one.
I might go. I'm actually thinking the Blues.
Two wins all year. Well.
What's the new coach's name?
I think the Blues will get up.
I reckon the Blues will go back to that.
What's the coach's name?
Paddy.
What's the coach's name again?
Luke Beveridge.
Who? David Teague.
Yeah, David Teague. Yep, he's got the boys pumped up, and they're going to get a second win in a row.
Big call, bro. They've only got two wins all year, so two in a row.
Yeah,
big
call, mate. He's the best Carlton coach in 15 years.
That's probably Bray's big call of the week.
He's one from one. He's on 100% win ratio. He's going pretty well.
100%.
All right, let's get it. Keep on moving, boys. And final game of the round on Sunday. North V Giants. You've obviously got to back the Giants in here or you're delusional.
Yeah. I've got Giants for the belting. I think they'll absolutely belt the Roos.
Yeah, they'll wipe the floor with the Roos.
And it's speaking of 100% coaching,
it is
speaking about 100% coaching,
I reckon you've got to call me delusional.
Rhys Shaw will lose the perfect record.
I'll back the Roos
here. Yeah, he's on 100% win ratio as well.
Yeah, we'll get shocked this way, though.
No, I reckon GWS by a couple of goals, maybe four.
Yeah, GWS I'm going for the upset, will just be too good, I reckon. Upset. Oh, two big calls of the round.
I'm going for North. It's at Blundstone. They know the conditions well.
Ready for Monday night. You might be getting a spray.
Might be in the strife segment, Bray, with that one.
Cameron's going to keep the bag.
Ray Shaw is going to have 100% win ratio at the end of the round.
All right, moving on, boys. Cool. What do we have planned next? It was the
Q&A,
yeah, right.
I'm in charge of that.
This segment, Bray.
Yeah, I'm in charge of this.
Say who wrote it.
I will. I know. I've got this under control, Rothy.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right. What should we go first?
Just go random. Doesn't matter.
I'll go in order. In fact, I'll just go whatever. From AFL Dream Team, our good friend Ben.
Yep, we'll get him on the show soon.
He says, "Why is Bray so clueless?"
Good question. Well, fair question.
Mate, yeah, that's a very good question.
Fantastic.
You know, he hadn't said anything until about 5 minutes in the other night, and he was captain obvious the other night as well. Stating the obvious, he was saying that Carlton were going to get flogged or something. It was Paddy Cripps. It was Paddy Cripps with the Brownlow prediction.
Didn't he say Carlton have, won 2 games and lost 10?
Yeah,
about something ridiculous.
Turning into Michael Clark, stating the obvious. Michael Clark, stating the obvious.
You might get a job commentating the World Cup soon, so with keep Michael that up, Clark, right?
Captain Obvious Stuart. Yep. All right, next question from Lucas Blue Martin. Ooh. Is Roaming Brian the greatest segment of all time?
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Apart from our segment,
arguably more entertaining than some of the games going around these.
I won't even watch the Friday night game, and I'll just watch Roaming Brian.
Bray
sometimes.
Actually wrote a book for school, and it had Roaming Brian in it, and a kid met Roaming Brian.
That's right. I wrote a book about Roaming Brian.
That was
he's going better than the AFL at the moment.
Next question.
Third question from Georgia Bistrup. Brownlow predictions. Ooh. Patrick Cripps to me.
Top three? Are we doing a top three here?
No, I'm just do one each.
Just one?
Just do one.
Yeah.
There's only one winner.
Paddy Cripps,
obviously.
I mean, going into the season, I'd Brayshaw, but...
Oh, he probably won't even get an invite this year.
Yeah.
Again.
It's got to be Fife, I reckon.
Cripps. What if you bet Fife gets suspended or something?
Oh, Callum, I think he will. Say that. Callum, don't even go
every year.
I don't even think he's top three. I don't even think he's top three, Cal.
What do you mean? He's got Benbury. Get around here.
I'm not saying he's not up there, I'm just saying he's definitely not winning the Brownlow.
No, he has had a few good games, but I don't.
Yeah, neither.
Who's your smoky for the Brownlow boys? Any smoky? Someone who could come pull a few votes that's not expected?
Maybe the War
Pig. Harley Bunnell's only one AFL game away from winning the Brownlow. He's been playing a good couple of games for Peel. Not too far away. I'll get that hashtag going.
All right. So
Lockie Neal would be up there.
So everyone just go with your one vote now. So mine's Patrick Cripps. Next person.
Yeah, same, Paddy Cripps.
Ethan?
Paddy Cripps.
Noah?
But I will say it'd be hard for Cripps to win it if Carlton don't win many games.
Yeah. I think they should win a couple more, though.
Well, it looks like Callum's device has died as he is disconnected.
Yep.
He'll be back soon. We'll get him connected soon.
So I'm pretty sure his Brownlow prediction was Scott Pendlebury, so we'll go with that. Yep. Fourth question from Mitchell.232 says, who's winning the Cricket World Cup and who will be player of the tournament?
Oh, good question, actually.
Oh, good question.
Who's winning the World Cup for me? I'm thinking Australia.
Oh.
Because they versus India.
I'd love to go with Australia.
If India is the only game we lose, we have a good chance.
We've just got to make the four, and then anything happens from there.
It's pretty much who turns up the best on the day.
Exactly. So we just need to have a couple of good games going into the last game or so. And then, we could finish fourth and end up winning the cup. So that's always
I've got handy. India.
India.
Yeah, probably going to go out.
They're too powerful. They're batting like their openers. Just to Sharma and Dhawan, and then Kohli at three. I just think that's the perfect combination of the top order. Then Dhoni experience in the middle order. Yeah. So I just think, and they're bowling solid as well. So I think them.
All right, Luca, did you say your prediction?
I've probably got India as well. I think the final will be India and Australia. India's batting lineup. The top order is probably just beating Australia's top order at the moment.
Yeah. Noah?
Australia for me.
Good choice. Now, player of the tournament, mine is Rohit Sharma. Next.
Probably have to go with Stark. I reckon he's probably got another... I reckon he's at least got 3 wickets a game in him. Times that by the amount of games, and he's got player of the tournament, I reckon.
Ethan?
For me, I haven't really thought about this too much, but player of the tournament, maybe Quinton de Kock. He's done all right so far.
He had quite a couple of games.
Yeah. There's no really standout so far. I know it's only the first couple of weeks, and there hasn't been really one standout. So
half the game's been rained out anyway, so.
Yeah, typical English conditions.
I'll stick with de Kock, but it could be anyone's game. Plenty of matches still to come, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Noah, have you got a player?
It's got to be Steve Smith for me.
And he got out for 10 tonight.
he's a good player, and I'm backing him in to make a few big.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If David Warner keeps making runs, reason he can't do that either.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
The bull, Davey.
Yep. Okay. Last question. From James McGuinness, Ethan Roth's
James.
He says, can Roffy tell me if he actually touched the ball against Wembley on Sunday?
All right. Yep. I did, mate. And what did we lose by? About 10 goals, I think.
60 points, in other words.
Yeah, I played Forge. The ball didn't come down much. And, disappointing day for the Knights, but come back strong.
Yeah, hopefully you get up next week, Ruffy.
So how many touches did you get, Ruffy?
Oh yeah, sorry, I think I got about 5 or 6, maybe. Didn't come down much.
That's higher than what we thought.
He'll be having 40.
Yeah,
no
don't you worry, Ruffy. You're only one good training session away from playing the PAs, mate. Yeah. And then your career goes uphill from there.
Well, I mean, Vinny, you aren't going anywhere from the C's.
No, I think I'm stuck in the C-grade's finest for a long time to come. Right, moving on, boys. Was that
anything
the
else?
Last question?
Yeah, that was the last question. That's why I saved the best to last.
Okay, well, keep firing them in. Keep firing them in.
Yeah, don't forget to DM us on Instagram, guys.
Every
Center Square podcast.
Every Thursday night, we'll be answering them. But if there's a Thursday night game on, we're answering on the Wednesday.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. We'll send out a story thing. I don't know what they're called. Ask a question things on Instagram story. We'll do that. Right, Callum Levitt has joined back.
All right, we're almost done, Cal.
Well, no, he can answer. What did you miss out on Brownlow predictions? Who was your Brownlow prediction? Was
Brownlow.
It Scott Pendlebury?
Yep.
World Cup team to win?
West Indies.
Oh, and he's got a tournament one there.
Player of the tournament?
Player of the tournament. Sheldon Cottrell.
I thought it was Williamson.
No.
Surely. All right, and the last question was, can you tell me if Roffey actually touched the ball against Wembley on Sunday, but you don't have an answer for that unless you saw the game.
Yeah, live stream.
Right? Yeah, that's what happens with all the C-grade games, right? They're on Fox Footy now.
Yeah.
Replacing all of Carlton's fixtures. I'm only joking, boys.
Yeah.
Hopefully Carlton can get a win this weekend.
Yeah, they will against the Bulldogs.
Yes, they will.
And so will North up against the Giants. Up the roos.
Indeed.
Kanga. Anything else, boys? Anyone in strife over the last 3 days?
Nah, we'll probably do the in strife next episode.
Is there anyone over the last 3 days?
Do we name anyone that was in strife?
Yeah.
We will add, there's a few on the borderline, but
and no one really Braden Haywood, if you're listening, mate, just be ready for the absolute roasting you're getting on the socials.
And Campbell Scholars.
For everyone listening, if anyone wants to know the Australia game at the moment, Australia's been bowled out for 307.
Yep. Obvious.
David Warner making a great 100.
Yep.
Australia really looked like making 450, to be honest. But Pakistan pulled it back. Well, that's what all the commentators are saying, and they're on like 230 up like 20, like halfway through. So, yeah.
Well, people think Alex Carey will take 2 to 3 catches tonight.
Glenn Maxwell didn't do well again.
Yeah, no, that's why he should get dropped for Mitch Marsh when he comes back in.
But Joyness is injured.
Yeah, I know. That's why Sean Marsh is playing.
Who should be back in a few weeks.
Yeah. All right, boys.
Yeah.
That's just about it.
Yeah, I reckon time to wrap that up.
Short, quick episode tonight.
Yeah, performance from myself.
Yeah, 20 minutes. Look
forward to the weekend.
Yeah. This will be uploaded, of course, because if you aren't listening to this, well, it wouldn't have been uploaded.
Raise with another statement.
<Mate, laughs> Gotta stop stating the obvious, mate. Of course they're going to listen to it if it's uploaded.
Yeah, stop stating the obvious and I'm stating the obvious. That's about it, boys.
Yep.
Make sure hit up the socials at Centre Square Podcast on Instagram.
And like the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, like the Facebook page, Centre Square.
Keep you updated with everything that's happening.
Yep.
Yeah. On the socials, you never know, something might pop up tomorrow on the page, anything that happens tomorrow or Friday. But we'll be back Monday night, boys.
Looking forward to it.
Unless you want to go for a Sunday night. But
no,
go Monday.
We'll keep on the Monday night, mate.
Keep it traditional.
Yep, keep on the Monday.
Yeah. Righto, boys, I reckon let's finish that up now.
Yep, all right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch
you boys.
Next episode, episode 3.
Righto, boys.
Episode 3.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep.